Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
2 hours down and two to go with the guys here on Overtime with Jake Volnick. We still got some more Browns to talk, and we have to cover things. Browns, Jets this week, obviously a little implicated, I would say, by the deadline. I mean, the Jets have lost Sauce Gardner. They've lost Quinnen Williams. They are not the same team that they were before the Tuesday deadline this week. And to help break it all down, let's head out to the fan hotline. He's Dan Leberfeld, and he covers the Jets for Jets Confidential Magazine. He joins us now. Dan, what's going on?
Obviously a lot around here this week, Jake.
I would definitely say so. Obviously, it was always on the table that the Jets were, you know, going to be sellers at the deadline, given the record this year. Just take me through the moments of the trade deadline, though, the emotions of how the season has gone all the way up until the pseudo fire sale that happened on Tuesday.
You know, it's one of those things where when you hear the news initially, you're a little shocked. But then when you sit back and reflect on what's been going on this year, it's not as big a shock as it would have been initially, because the Jets defense has not been good. I mean, the Jets and the Browns are both having rough seasons, but the Browns defense has been excellent. So if they had a fire sale on defense, people in Cleveland might have said, what are you doing? That's the strength of the team. This defense for the Jets has not been very good this year, and some would argue they could be 1-7 with those two talented players, or 1-7 without them. Their run defense has not been great up the middle, and they trade Williams. And Sauce Gardner, I have to be honest with you, this might shock you. Sauce Gardner's a very good corner, but I think that Brandon Stevens on the other side was playing better this year. You remember Brandon Stevens from Baltimore, where he was kind of up and down, got picked on a lot. But I'm telling you right now, Aaron Glenn has really gotten through to Brandon Stevens. He's playing on a very high level. Good trade for Indianapolis. Good trade for Dallas. Really good trade for the Jets in terms of what they got back. And I don't think it's going to make a big difference on their defense, which was not playing great with those players.
Take me through the almost lack of a move on the other side. Breece Hall was very adamant on social media publicly, saying basically that he wanted out, he wanted a trade, and then the Jets not moving him. Were you surprised by that?
Well, I think something that factored into that is they're a little banged up at running back. Braylon Allen, the second-year running back out of Wisconsin, has been out for a while. And Isaiah Davis is a nice player, but I don't know if he's a featured back. So with Allen out, I think it made it harder for the Jets to trade Hall in terms of that running back rule. And I also think when you look at Hall, why can't he be in the future plans when you look at what they're doing? He's having a good year. Let's say they put the franchise tag on him after this year. We all know the running back franchise tag is not that expensive compared to other positions. So I think the Jets did the right thing. I think he's one of their best players, and it's a situation where why would we assume that he's not in their future plans? He's playing well. He's not only a really good running back, he's got wide receiver skills at the running back position, exceptional hand-eye coordination as a receiver out of the backfield. I think they did the right thing keeping him.
And so then looking at the Browns, obviously we mentioned they're in a similar position. Fans might have been upset by the defensive trades. Definitely some people were considering the fact when they heard, you know, three firsts might have been on the table from Myles Garrett. Maybe they would have been willing to change their mind. But do you think that the Browns would have been better off basically taking the Jets approach and trying to blow things up a little bit or sticking right where they're at?
Well, I think on the defense is so good on all three levels for the Browns, I wouldn't have messed with it. You know, that's kind of what we talked about at the beginning of the interview. The Jets' defense is not good. So if you could get a one and a two for one player and two ones for the other player, also that they got Mazi Smith in the trade with the Dallas Cowboys. He obviously hasn't been great with Dallas, but he's an enormous run-stuffing defensive tackle. Quinnen Williams, it's very weird with football analytics. I'm sure you saw this, that he had some kind of high ranking in terms of run defense.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, I don't see it. I think that he, I think it was related to the win rate in terms of run defense. Yes, he wins a lot because of his quickness off the ball, but just as many times he gets locked up by one blocker because he's undersized. So I don't really understand some of these defensive analytics stats that you see out there. So to me, the Jets did the right thing here with these trades. They have so much great draft capital over the next 2 years. And the Browns did the right thing not messing with that defense. It's the strength of the team. If they could just fix the offense in the offseason, they could be in good shape in 2026.
All right, Dan, let's take a look at the game on Sunday. Aaron Glenn still refusing to name a quarterback for Sunday's game between Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor. I mean, what quarterback do you think gets the start?
Well, it's hard to imagine it's not Justin Fields based on how he played against Cincinnati. Now, you guys know a lot about Cincinnati and how awful that defense is. I mean, if they couldn't get any worse than they were in the Jets game, they did that in the following game against the Chicago Bears. So I think when you look at the situation with the Bengals, I think we're going to find out a lot more about Justin Fields in the game against the Browns than what we found out in the previous game, because the Bengals defense is awful. So I don't know why they're doing this with the hiding of who the quarterback is. I think everyone assumes it's going to be Fields, but I think Aaron Glenn figured, hey, the last time I did this, Fields played his best game of the year with a competition during the week, so why not do it again? But I don't think anybody believes that Tyrod Taylor is going to be the quarterback.
Again, Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential Magazine, with us here on the hotline. How has the Justin Fields experiment been? Obviously, it's 1-7. He's gone through his ups and downs. From what you expected when the Jets signed him to what you've gotten, how's it changed?
I think it's just as advertised. I mean, I just think he's a player that we saw a lot of film over his first 4 years where he's not a guy that pulls the trigger very fast, holds the ball too long. And this Jets offensive line is pretty talented. It's going to be a fun matchup to see this Jets front, which dominated against Cincinnati, against that Cleveland front, which is playing very well. And Aaron Glenn was raving today about Malik Collins. And so, I mean, that when you're talking about Malik Collins and then you throw in Myles Garrett and Mason Graham, I mean, that's a heck of a front. So I think when you look at the situation with what were we talking about there?
We were That's just going through Justin Fields.
Oh yeah, Justin Fields, yeah. I don't think that he all of a sudden changed in one game against the terrible Bengals defense. He played well to his credit, but it was like a 7-on-7 drill with guys wide open all over the place. So I think that this Cleveland game is going to be a litmus test for whether he actually turned the corner or not. And I think it's a situation where it could be fool's gold to think that all of a sudden he figured it all out in one game against the Bengals.
Dan, do you still feel like the Jets have a good chance to win this game on Sunday?
Well, I think it's going to be one of those 9-6 kind of games either way. I really do. I don't think that either team is going to do much on offense. And I think that it's a situation where I just think it's going to be 12-10 or 13-10 one way or the other. So So I just think it's a toss up this game.
Gauging the fan base and the pulse on it, are Jets fans still actively rooting for a win, or have they transcended to the point where they're rooting for a loss and thinking about draft position right now?
Well, let me ask you a question, because you're right there in the middle of college football country. Do you think there's a player, if you want to say tank, do you think there's a player worth tanking for at the top of the draft right now?
I would think not right now. I mean, a lot of the guys that you look at, they could be that. I mean, we're Ohio State fans here. Jeremiah Smith isn't out until 2027, and none of the quarterbacks look all that great right now, so I wouldn't think so.
You know, it's funny with the quarterbacks. Tell me what you think of the Alabama quarterback. I kind of like him. I like the way he processes. I like his decision-making. I know he's not the biggest quarterback, but I'm kind of liking that Alabama quarterback. What are your thoughts on him as far as a possibility, or the Indiana quarterback? Because the Jets, the reason I throw it back at you like this is the Jets are going to have to pick a quarterback at the top of the next draft, piggybacking off your question about Justin Fields. They're going to go quarterback. Obviously, they can go for a lot of things with all that draft capital that they have, but quarterback is one of them. So, but I'm not sure if any of them are first pick in the draft, guys, but I'm telling you, that Alabama quarterback has my attention.
Yeah, I think that Simpson's been – he's a one-year starter, which scares me always. Same with Dante Moore at Oregon. I mean, I think he's good. He reads the field quickly. I don't know necessarily that him or Moore come out. I like Mendoza out of Indiana, but, I mean, quite frankly, like all the guys
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we thought we're going to be at the top. Your Arch Mannings, you know, potentially Drew Aller, Grant Nussmeier, Cade Klubnik, even Lenora Sellers. All those guys aren't necessarily poised to be first-rounders right now. So it's been kind of surprising. Like, all the first-rounders feel like they've jumped onto the scene. It's why I'm a little lower on them.
Yeah, so it's a maybe not the best year to get the first pick in the draft, but I don't think Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback next year. You know, when you look at Tyrod Taylor, who you guys know so much about in Cleveland, you know what a class act he is and what a willing mentor he is. Not everybody's willing. Joe Flacco has never embraced that role. We know that. I know he was a little bit of a mensch in Cleveland, but he's made it clear he's not mentor material. Tyrod embraces that role. I wouldn't have an issue with the Jets if they bring Tyrod Taylor back, let him be a hold-the-fort guy, a quarterback, to borrow an old Bill Parcells saying, and draft somebody, maybe not the next Peyton Manning or Tom Brady in the draft, but just pick somebody in the first round who can be your starter and let Tyrod be the guy until that individual's ready. Because Tyrod, I'll tell you what, he played very well in that Tampa Bay game. He got the crap beat out of him because, you know, Todd Bowles, he blitzes on almost every play.
Right.
And Tyrod was hanging in there and making the throws. One of the issues with Justin Fields is he just doesn't do very well with hot reads, and I think Tyrod's better at that. So I think Tyrod Taylor is a hold-the-fort guy next year, and you draft somebody, I think that would be a good plan for the Jets.
Yeah, I could definitely see it. And Dan Lieberfeld, Jets Confidential Magazine, with us here on the hotline. looking at the Jets, I mean, you mentioned how bad the defense has been. I mean, how much worse does it actually get in your eyes? I know you had mentioned the guys in Quinton Williams and Sauce Gardner not having tremendous years, but how much worse does this unit get without two guys who are, I would say, viewed as vocal leaders in that room?
Well, you know who the starter might be at defensive tackle inside replacing Quinton Williams? Juwan Briggs.
Interesting.
Remember him?
Yes, yeah, was on the Browns.
Yeah. They made a trade for him at the end of camp. Juwan Briggs is a great guy, and he gives you everything he's got. I don't think he's a starter, though. So that could be a problem. While I think that Quinton Williams' run defense is a little overrated, I will not say anything bad about him related to his interior pass rush, and they're really going to miss that. I don't think they're going to get any pressure up the middle in terms of the type of pressure the Browns get from their defensive tackles from a pass rush standpoint. So I think they're going to miss Quinn in a great deal there. As far as Sauce Gardner, a very good player. He's been out with the concussion the last few games. And then you look at the cornerback room. They made a very good trade with the Tennessee Titans for Jarvis Brownlee, who's played well for them at the cornerback position. They love Azariah Thomas, their third-round pick out of Florida State at corner. So they like Stevens, Brownlee, and Thomas at corner. They'll miss Sauce Gardner. He's a very unique player from the standpoint that he is a 6'3 corner with long legs, but he can change directions very well. Usually those tall corners have issues with shifty receivers. This guy could change directions very well for a tall corner. They'll miss those guys. But against Cleveland, I don't know how much they'll miss him with how much Cleveland's offense is struggling.
All right, Dan, real quick before we get you out of here, I just want your feelings on the Browns quarterback spot. Feelings on Dylan Gabriel and whether or not you'd be more concerned if it was Shedeur Sanders starting.
I don't think that would be a concern if it was Shedeur Sanders starting. No, if it was Joe Flacco starting, I don't want to bring that up for the Browns fans, who someone didn't want him to go, but he was tremendous against the Jets in their last game against the Cincinnati Bengals. I actually think, not that I don't know where Browns fans are in terms of wanting to win or lose related to draft position, but I think if Joe Flacco was the quarterback in this particular game, the Browns, I would pick them with no problem to win this game. But with Dylan Gabriel or Sanders plays, it's a toss-up. So I don't know how you want to evaluate what I just said, but I just think Flacco as the start in this game, the Browns win, I think, easily. One of those rookies, it's a toss-up.
Don't worry, Dan. We've basically seen enough of Dylan Gabriel. We've seen all we needed to see, so nobody's offended.
Yeah, so I think that what do you think? Do you think the Browns might go back into the draft in terms of fishing for a quarterback next year to throw someone else into the hopper?
They base everything so much off of value that I think it would depend. I think the thought process would be, as long as you're in a spot to take a quarterback, you take one, unless you get at some point this season either Dylan fully turns it around or Shedeur just looks undeniable. But there's a really good chance they're taking a quarterback in the first round, too.
Well, one of the reasons I don't love Gabriel as a market fit is because he doesn't have a great arm, and you got the lake right there. And I don't know if he's going to be around when the new stadium opens with the team. But the point is, I'm very big on, Tua. I think Tua, when he goes to Buffalo, struggles. When Miami gets windy, he struggles. If Tua was in a dome, I just think certain quarterbacks are better when half their games are in a dome. And I think Dylan Gabriel is one of those guys. Don't love Dylan Gabriel in that city on that lake, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Dan, we got to run, but I appreciate you setting aside the time. Really good to talk to you. Really good insight. And I feel like for the sake of both of us, let's hope for something better than 9-6, right?
Okay, so let's hope for 15-12. How about that?
I'll take that over 9-6. Anything I can get, I'll take it.
All right, Jake, always a pleasure to be on with you.
Yeah, always good to talk to you, Dan. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Jake.
Dan Lieberfeld of Jets Confidential Magazine with us there on the hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.